Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Could I call me? Hey mamas. So Snooki is she's missing in action. She's not here today. I hate to break it to everyone. Snooki is on location shooting her new a big photo shoot for her Messy Mama wine collection. So she is not going to be here this week, but I will be here, and I'm joined by a very special guest. You may have seen a lot of buzz going around. I do have a couple jobs now. And you might notice that the audio is very sexy and professional right now because I'm in the Barstool Sports studio.
You love sports.
With my friend Trish. And so Trish will be filling in for Snooki today. And I also have a special guest I'm going to bring in shortly. But I will say, mamas, could I call me? And thank you for being here. Girls, take your panties down. Pour yourself a drink. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Trish, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you don't know Trish, if you don't know Trish, Trish is she works at Barstool Sports. She actually got me the gig here. When we have a little podcast we're doing now called it's called Out and About.
Correct. Are we gonna rebrand when it later, or do we like Out and About?
Well, we'll talk about it when we cross that bridge. Where can we listen to those podcasts?
iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube. We had a very funny episode last week, which was us getting IVs. We had a couple cocktails.
A kiki cocktail.
Joey wore a bold red lip.
That's right.
And then he sexually harassed some of my coworkers.
As I do.
Our coworkers.
So our coworkers. So we are in the Barstool Sports studio. And what I like about it, there's a little bit of a voyeur cam. Like, what is this? We're sitting in the studio. There's a camera, like, in the main area where all the workers walk by. And literally, I'm just sitting here salivating. There's so many hot straight boys.
The two that are up there are not hot, though.
No, if you had to pick, okay, there's one, like, a shorter, skinnier guy, and there's a bigger, beefier guy. Which one would you pick?
Shorter. He's Spider. He's a little twinky boy. Jack Mack
I'll
is
take
not.
The big one.
Jack Mack's a big, smelly man. We don't like Jack. We do, but you know, we do like Jack. We don't discriminate, and we don't kink shame. And that's what's important about the show that we're doing together. It's a anti-kink shaming show out and about.
Excuse me. So we are sipping High Noons because now we all love High Noons on the show. Snooki loves High Noons.
Does she?
I love High Noons. And Lear Jean loves High Noons, our friend Lear. Reason being, I had no idea that... And the only way I knew about this, because in New York City, you know that you cannot sell beer and liquor in the same establishment.
I hate that. I don't even understand how that rule came to be.
I don't either. But that's the thing in New York City. So everyone's like, what do you mean? So in New York City, you cannot serve. Is that all over New York State? Or is
New
just
York State.
New York State.
It's all New York State.
You cannot buy beer and liquor in the same store. So most of the hard seltzers you're getting are beer-based, a.k.a. malt liquor. It's malt liquor. So that's why the White Claws and the Trulies and all that, you can't sell them there. So I like the High Noons because they're available in the liquor store. So when I'm buying wine and vodka, I want to be able to have High Noons. And the great thing about High Noon is they are a vodka-based. They are a vodka-based seltzer. And I'm trying to get in with Dave Portnoy.
You want to do some dirty things.
I mean, of course. I mean, if he's rich. Dave Portnoy, if you don't know, he is the creator of Barstool Sports. He is the pizza review guy. He's famous for Bun Bite. Everyone knows the rules.
You very much like High Noons, but you're more of a vodka gal.
A vodka soda gal, yes.
Now,
true that.
We had some... True that. We had some vodka sodas at the toolbox on the Upper East Side.
Got in doubles. I get baby wants double.
Daddy brought some doubles out, and you showed me some photos of a guest that you have on. Actually, have her tits.
Topless
photos. Now, I didn't know that you were allowed to have topless titties as a female in a gay bar, but they don't discriminate either.
No, they can't. I mean, isn't it most of America? You can just put your tits out, right? Isn't it California, like in San Francisco, you can just walk around full bush out?
But does that make you upset because of your top surgery that you now no longer have tits to exercise that right?
I mean, I take it one day at a time. It's a bridge I have to learn to cross.
You should
It's a cross I have to bear.
Have you thought of getting them back in?
Never.
But fake ones.
Like a big set of big rack,
like a big Ange. You want a big set of tits.
Well, we'll see where the thing takes me. Right now, I'm comfortable in my skin for once in my life. Thank you, Dr. Truteller.
You look great.
Thank you. I mean, I'm at fattest. I need to lose weight.
No, you look fantastic, though.
Oh please. Oh please.
I'll suck you right now.
Now we've done some. I showed you one ball last week.
Your right ball.
My right ball, and I poked your penis on another podcast.
Well, we had had a couple cocktails, and correct. I was in a singlet sitting there, and I fluffed up, but I fluffed up a little too much. So the dick
got boned up.
The dick got a mind of its own, and then Joey said, ma'am,
may I?
And he poked my pishkadil. Penis, my pishkadil, my, what do you call it, a snurb? Do I have a snurb?
No, you could.
Should I cut it maybe off?
Trim it down.
My cock? Just half cut.
Maybe. But we do have a special guest in the house, Tara Lynn. She's been on the podcast before. She's my old roommate. She's the nurse, and she is a real wild child. She's joining us in the studio today. And again, thank you for filling in for Snoopy on such short notice.
You are so welcome.
Make sure to put it right in the mic.
Oh.
This is a professional podcast.
Please put your phone down, too. Please give us your undivided attention.
Oh,
she's looking at nudes of herself, by the way. Can we keep that? Can we let the people know?
So, Tara, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. Now, right before Pat and I, or to our party, Trish and I, both have bloody arms right now because she poked us with an IV. We were trying to get a little fresh.
You're not bloody.
I tied one on last night. I drank 3 bottles of wine, and I'm feeling a little bit headachey. Like, why is my headache still there? Is it because I'm drinking High Noons right now while I have an IV in?
It's not helping for sure.
You did 3 bottles of wine.
I think so.
Were they what kind of wine?
They were dry Rieslings and Chablis.
And Daddy can put them back.
Yeah, I threw them back.
You threw them back.
Also had 3 Chi, which is a great friend of mine. But Tara, welcome to the show. We are going to be talking about, now I want to pick your brain as a nurse. Now I'm sure you have wild stories of your
patients.
Of your
patients.
Could be sex life.
It's happening.
And then I have stories of other nurses.
I'm going to hear about nurse stories, nurse nightmare stories. So tell us a couple stories and tell us all about them. We want to hear wild stories. I want to hear stories of did everyone show up with a Snapple bottle up their asshole? I want to hear stories of, you know, all different ones.
Sex stories, injuries.
What do you have to share with us, our crusaders? Ma'am?
Hold on, let me pull my notes out.
Oh, you took notes?
Let me pull my notes out.
Now, y'all, Tara was saying that I can't do a Southern accent.
Your accent's awful.
I reckon you can.
Yes. I reckon you can. Is that a good one?
I firmly believe that the Southern accent is one that cannot be replicated. Like, you can be British and kind of sound British. Like,
that's the easiest accent to replicate is Southern.
No, but everyone thinks they are, but they sound ridiculous.
Oh, or, maybe it's just you're hearing yourself. You had the realization.
Fuck.
What are the notes say on your phone? What's the craziest story that you've ever
notes
had?
Notes on my phone. The first one says zucchini ass.
Okay.
It's just when she put a zucchini in her ass and went to work.
It was one time.
Where was this? Set the tone. Were you working, or was this a friend of yours?
This was a friend of mine, actually. And it was this. Some of the stories get a little bit more elaborate. We're just talking about things that were shoved in ass. There's been a carrot, a zucchini. These are all
male gentlemen, males, cis males.
Yes. Mm. No, I don't. No.
So who shut up a zucchini in their twat? Was it an asshole or their?
It was a butthole.
A man or woman?
A man.
Okay.
A man.
Was he hot?
No. One I do know.
How old?
And what time was this?
Social security number.
Yeah. Was this in the afternoon?
This was a little zucchini afternoon delight. No, it was actually.
Was she trying to make zoodles? Like, I need to know what's
morning.
Going on here.
I think they like.
They
probably started in the morning at night, and then they realized
tantric.
It's not coming out. They like did jumping jacks or whatever.
But a zucchini can only go so far. A whole zucchini can only go so far in your intestine.
The one that I have that's really the worst ass in stuff and ass.
We want the good ones.
Is there was a guy.
Don't be bashful.
A guy who came in.
It's Joey.
And he didn't know what was in his ass, allegedly. And so we did an x-ray.
Or who was in his ass?
Did an x-ray. And then there was like bomb squads call because they thought it was. They thought he had a bomb in his ass. Like they were like, this is. And he was like, I don't know what it is. I don't think. And then.
But his ass was just
a bomb. And they're like, there's a bomb in this man's ass.
Was it a vibrating dildo?
So they did all the steps, like call the bomb squad. Like everyone's on high alert. Like get out the patients who can leave. And then.
Oh my God.
It ended up being one of those like, you just like old. Big, huge chargers, phone chargers that had like the twisty little thing that very
on a
much,
Sprint phone.
Very much is similar, allegedly, to a bomb. I've never actually seen a bomb.
It's just
in real
like
life.
Benoit balls, a new season.
He just had a charger stuck up his ass. But the bigger question is like, how did he not know what was in his ass?
Was he on meth? What city was this in?
This was in L.A.
Oh, well, you're a traveling nurse.
She was. Now she works at a very exclusive. Place we can't say.
I think I know where it is.
You can't say it.
Exclusive. I won't say. I would never do that because what you have to know about me is the most important thing to me is doctor-patient confidentiality.
Correct.
That's the most important.
And I also don't want to lose my job for like name dropping, but this did not happen at the hospital that I work at.
And then, so did you finally get, now, did you just like make him like poo? Like, how do you get it out? Did you just get the string and start pulling?
No. So you know they have like, you know when they're, well,
give
it's,
an
not,
apple
it's
juice?
Almost like the grabbers, like when a vagina
in the microphone.
Won't quite spit out the baby and you have to go in with a little put head clampers.
Yeah, put
what's
on.
An earmuff mean?
So you can,
you can
hear yourself.
You can hear yourself how loud you're being. You can't,
oh
you're not
total
loud enough.
I'm a professional now.
Do you hear yourself?
Hello. Yeah. Oh, not very loud though. Turn me up.
Turn her up.
It's happening.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Now, where was I? The bomb in the ass?
Yeah, or the grabber of the pussy.
The grabber of the pussy. Oh, the pussy grabber. So
grabber by the
they
pussy.
They usually can go up and like take these little clamper things and get them. But not too long ago, there was a patient that had a dildo.
Patient zero.
In his ass. That I don't even understand how it happens.
Unless, but how can I ask a question? Can
if
I ask
I
a question?
Three corn dog minis in me, and then shoved a bat in it, and then you couldn't get the corn dog minis.
But a shape of a dildo, like a hard phallic dildo, that's like at least 6 inches or 8 inches. That can't spiral around into your intestines.
It can go up. They had to surgically. He had to go to surgery to get it removed.
So how do they do that? They go in through the ass for the surgery.
Yeah.
Open ass surgery.
Open ass surgery. Oh. But.
OAS.
Yeah, I mean, usually you can get it
who
out.
Knew?
There are means to get it out. Like, it's not the first
fisting.
Carrot in an ass. Like, not no big deal. But this one guy's dildo, I don't know what he had shoved in there afterwards, but they couldn't get it, and they literally had to take him into surgery to get the dildo out of his ass.
So, ass, okay, we got lots of things off the asses. Yeah. No one knows how they get there. Usually drug-induced. What else you got?
Have you ever put anything up your ass?
I have.
Besides a penis?
Yeah. I put a hairbrush in my ass once. The handle, like a lady.
Oh, I think I might have done a little hairbrush play before.
That's fucking weird.
HBP. What have you done? Zucchini play, probably.
Yeah.
I have never put anything in my butt, except for I did have anal sex one time, and it was...
Well, the
and
trick
now
is...
now it's a no-go zone.
Can you tell the Crusaders definitely have sucked things up their asses. What is a safe way to stick something up your ass, a foreign object, but do it safely? Tie a string to it?
I would just say, like, why do you need to shove it so... Can't you
don't ask questions,
in,
ma'am.
Can't you just keep it in
don't
your
kink
hand?
Shame. Don't kink shame.
She's doing a full kink shame.
A
can't
kink
you
shame.
Just do it in
I
your...
suggest putting I suggest whatever you're doing, put a screwdriver through it vertically. I'm sorry, horizontally, so your butt cheeks lock it, like, so it doesn't
make it
go.
Like an ear,
right.
Like an ear
or
cord.
Or bungee, some sort of bungee cord together.
Like a bungee apparatus, if
you
will.
You know the little
right.
things that you stick on the ends of corn on the cob?
That's not going to prevent
it. But if you stuck one of those in the end,
but if the hole swallows it, then that's not long enough.
Yeah, and that
grip.
Well, that's the beauty about a vagina, is that there's
no one's sticking things
there's
up their
twats. Something that's going to stop it. You
right.
can stick whatever up there, but you have a like it's not going to go anywhere. But your ass, there's it's an
no.
Endless,
we like to call it a poop shoot on this program.
Canal.
That yeah. is true. It's no one's sticking things up their pussy. Their
well, they
pussy
can,
holes.
But you're
pussy?
Never going to lose it.
Give
no one's
estrogen.
Ever been like, I lost a bomb in my puss. Like, that's not a thing.
Because buttholes swallow, poop shoots swallow, pussies don't.
And it will.
That's what we learned
poop
today.
Poop shoots are all connected to this massive. Organ that goes, but like a vagina, there's a cervix that you'll like. It can only go so far.
Two cervix and Chris. Now, do you want to start talking about? I have a story that I'd like to share with the group about you.
Oh,
if you may.
I mean, I'm nervous, but sure.
Now, true or false, you broke a guy's dick?
No, you did not.
Well,
true.
Let's call it.
Wait, you hear this story? You guys are gonna die.
I circumcised.
She circumcised. She did a full bris.
I'm sorry, my vagina's so tight.
With no hands. She did a no hands bris with her pussy.
You don't even know the story. That's not true. I did.
Was he Jewish?
No.
Okay.
I think he was Greek. His last.
It was a Jewish like boy.
No. It was a friend of like you know my friends like Alex and Caroline. All
I don't care. Get
Fire
to the
Island.
Point. You're fucking this guy. What happened?
So we had had sex the night before. It was blurry.
Oh.
The next morning, I wake up and like he's basically like inside me, and I'm like, okay, this is happening. And so then I'm like,
is it date rape?
No, I mean,
are you
consensual?
Are we talking about an assault here?
No. I mean,
are we doing a trauma dump? This is not
okay,
the place.
Maybe I should reword it. Like there wasn't a lot of foreplay. Like he like ran a marathon without like stretching. Like just.
But mama was into
it.
Mama, you arched the back.
Was it a TF? A tight foreskin?
Had to have been for real.
Yeah.
Well,
So you're doing, he's behind you, you're little spoon, he's big spoon, he's hard, he's in your pussy.
And then I'm like, oh, it'll be easier if I just
pussy, okay.
Get on all fours.
Oh, you did full doggy.
And then all of a sudden he's like, oh my God. And I like turn around like this.
Oh, that's hot.
And it's just like, pew, pew, pew.
What's
just
pewing?
Blood just fucking shooting everywhere. So then my immediate reaction is I go to his dick and I go, it's okay, I'm a nurse. And then,
yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
So his foreskin went just down.
Like, ripped. You know where the part like that gets like the little thing that connects the foreskin? Like it,
yeah,
just,
the frenum.
I filleted his dick. I filleted his foreskin. Like it just like.
What the fuck?
And it wouldn't stop bleeding. And then he's like, comes in. He's like, what do you have in there? A razor? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm so
sorry. Did you have razors in your pussy?
And then he's like, why does it smell like bacon, because we had had bacon, egg, and cheese the night before, and so he had
it wasn't that you were a pig and you got so turned on.
No, it was just on the fingers.
It was heating up.
But then also, he didn't have health insurance.
So what did you do? Did you get a tourniquet?
He was going to get, and no, I didn't know. I honestly got down there and just like.
Put it in your mouth to stop the blood.
I didn't take a test on this. I don't know. And then I had to like get antibiotics for him because I thought he was going to get an infection.
How'd you stop the bleeding?
I mean, I just told him to hold pressure.
You didn't hold the dick for him?
So you showed his dick up.
I mean, he couldn't like jerk off or do anything for like over a month. And then come to find out he had a fucking girlfriend who lived in D.C. the whole time.
So he deserved it.
Yeah. Was it Monica Lewinsky?
Cut it out.
It wasn't. Now they're married and have a kid. But she never.
Did he have to get full circumcised after the surgery? They just sewed him up.
I gave him the antibiotics and ran. I don't know what happened afterwards. I do know that he said by the time I gave him the antibiotics, it had been a few days, and he was like, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to jerk off or do anything with this thing again.
Now look what you did, you little bitch.
Now, so he basically.
But now he had a baby, so he clearly still works.
He went home to his wife with. He left the house with the uncircumcised, and he came home with a circumcised.
Yeah.
I think
something's up.
I think the
something's fishy, yeah. And it's terrorist.
Well, they got married, but I think. The good thing was that she lived in D.C. at the time, so he didn't have to immediately see her, and he could like push it off and be like, sorry, babe, I got a bartend tonight. Like,
he had time for the wounds to heal.
Anyway, it was honestly the worst experience of my life.
Dana Beers just got verified.
You love him.
I love Dana Beers.
You would do dirty things to his butt.
Trish, do you have any stories? Any sexcapades that turned sour?
Oh, sexcapades that turned sour. No, it's just mostly all booze involved. A lot of boozy sex, not being able to come at the right time because I'm drunk, or not trying.
Yeah, whiskey dick.
Or going
whiskey
to bed with someone and then not remembering who they are when you wake up, which is like an actual thing that's... Like, I've turned over and been like, who the fuck are you? And then I've seen them out. Oh, I have a good story. I was going to Fire Island.
Dish, mama.
I was going to Fire Island. There was this weirdo on the ferry with like a... Like, I'm all for, okay, you want to wear a mask? Whatever, do it. I don't give a fuck.
This no, guy, no, you're talking about a COVID mask. You're talking about like a face mask.
COVID face mask. You want to
wear that mask you're talking about?
Yes. Now, he had also a face shield, but the face shield was tinted, and it was bizarre looking.
Shady lady.
So I was like, who is this guy? There's something about him that's just so familiar. And it turns out...
truth be told, as it just so happens,
about 3 years earlier at the Upper West Side Equinox, he blew me in a shower stall along with another guy.
Oh,
and we had a
double feature.
We had a double feature, Le Ménage à Trois, not on the main stage, as you would say,
okay,
but it was on a side stage. We were warming up for the main stage.
The main stage being the steam room.
Correct. This is just a fluff to get ready.
God, I just want to be gay at an Equinox.
You never got eaten out at a gym?
No. I look disgusting when I go. When I did get a membership to Equinox, though, then I felt like I had to like put makeup on before I went to the gym, which was like not ideal.
Oh, headphones.
Headphones, headphones.
Would you ever get your pussy eaten at a gym? Or pussies are probably nasty at the gym.
I mean, if it was like...
So are balls.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I don't do a lot of sweating at the gym, so...
So what happened, Trish? You...
So I saw... I didn't say anything, but it took me all weekend to find out, like, jog my memory of who this guy was, and I'd seen him out a couple times.
Do you think they recognized you on the ferry, and then they got into disguise? They were like, oh, bitch, I don't want to see her again.
He recognized me. There's no way he did. I was just standing there glistening... Just beautiful. I model. For those of you who don't know, I model.
She models.
So I was standing on the top deck of the ferry. And
that's where I like to sit as well. Did you get yourself a Kiki cocktail?
I did get a Kiki cocktail.
A little High Noon.
Right. And I was in a pair of booty shorts and no shirt.
A topless queen.
You were
I was
like,
a topless queen. And I was whale tailing. Daddy was whale tailing.
What's whale tailing mean?
Where you have that jock strap jacked up the back of your back.
Oh.
That's a cool whale tail.
Oh, I had no idea.
You always whale tail. You just don't know.
I had no idea.
Well,
so
do gays always wear jockstrap?
We wear gear. When you're trying to get fucked in a fair, you do.
Why? Yeah. Does it make it look bigger?
I was trying to bottom on that fair.
Is it like stuffing your bra, but in
no, it,
a dick way?
It just draws it. It will attract the eye.
It'll tie the eye in.
It'll draw the eye.
Is there any more high noons here?
Okay.
Yes. Oh, we'll get you some more. Well, we have vodka.
So every time my eye is drawn to a dick, I assume they're gay.
Well, it's correct. You know, it's the fall has arrived. Finally, the weather's dropping here in the Northeast.
Print season.
Thank God it's print season.
Joey, you can't open your eyes right now, barely.
Ma'am?
Your eyes are like almost closed.
You know what? Well, this is a video an audio podcast.
An audio podcast.
My eyes have been closed the whole time. Yeah. We should do the rest of it with our eyes closed and see what our chemistry is like.
Yeah.
I'm trying it.
My eyes are closed.
But yeah, so that was a magical moment. What was I just going to say before that? I had something really good, but I can't remember.
Dig deep, bitch.
It's happening.
Print season. It means
gray sweatpants, big dicks.
You can see the gray sweatpants. If you're really lucky, you'll see the ridge of the head of the cock.
Yes.
But that's only, you know, every once in a while. I'm like inverted.
But if it's
in
a jock strap,
I'm tucked.
Isn't
right now.
It just like.
You are, yeah.
Doesn't it just like compact it to the front?
No, we're talking about these are regular.
Just
cis,
regular.
These are cis straighties.
Just
okay, so
guys.
I can see a dick and it doesn't have to be a gay guy.
Well, it's no. exciting because it's, you know, the weather's chilling up. The guys' dicks are out because it's sweatpants season, and they're just pumpkin spice. Mm-hmm. What's one of the most random things you've tried that is pumpkin spice? Pumpkin spice tampons?
No.
Pumpkin spice
lube.
Lube? Do they have
poppers?
It?
Poppers? We should try some.
We have to make our own pumpkin spice poppers. I mean, if I took poppers, I don't know because I have a poppers here. If I added a couple drops of clove oil, maybe some sweet orange.
No, you don't need. You need to get off of that.
Product,
though, your
they,
tinctures.
They should really have flavors.
Flavor? How does it have so much flavor?
Remember that time Tara said that no one can do a Southern accent?
You can't do a Southern accent.
Miss? Y'all?
That is.
Hey, y'all.
Let's get some butter on that turkey with biscuit. Oh,
so
that's really bad.
You say biscuit. I say biscuit.
I'll say biscuit.
I say biscuit, bro.
Joe, you keep glancing back to the television.
I'm looking at the television screen, which is like the security cam. It looks like everyone's left the office.
There's only one dick in there now.
Only one. Well, that's
unless
we're
you count
to take.
The chef.
That's what we're going to have to take. But ladies, thank you for filling in for Snoopy today. Now, Snoopy, are you guys excited about Snoopy's new wine, Messy Mom?
Yes.
I cannot wait.
You have to try it. We'll send you a PR package.
Yes. And Snoopy owes me a bottle of wine because she drank mine one night and said, I will give it back to you. And she never did.
Did she give you the empty bottle at least? Like a lady?
So I was mad because y'all drank all my wine. And she sent me a FaceTime, a message. And she's like, bitch, I'll give you a bottle of wine back. And she lied.
Well, she'll give you a bottle now of her new Messy Mama wine, which is coming out this November, and I'm so excited for her.
You have to be a mama.
She just did this. No, you don't. Anyone can drink it. It's actually delicious. She does it in California, in the fancy regions, not Napa, somewhere else.
So it's some good wine.
It's actually good wine, and it's not gonna. It's, you know, it's gonna be priced smartly. Priced.
Where's it gonna be sold?
I believe they're gonna start online, and then hopefully venture off into bigger ventures.
It is so easy to get wine online. Like, I started doing
that.
Like, we'll get, like, me and my siblings will get wine for my parents, and it's so much easier to just go online.
Yeah, like bottle clubs, and there's all different bottle clubs.
You can
clubs.
Find the cheapest price, send it right to your house. I better get a free bottle of that stunky wine.
Same oh, you will. Now, we have a red, there's a Chaos Cabernet
ooh.
And a Tantrum Chardonnay.
Tantric?
Tantrum.
I don't like Chardonnay, but I'll take the cab.
You know Sting does tantric sex.
Does he?
What is tantric sex?
It's where you do sex over the course of like 7 or 8 hours. You just stay hard.
Sting does?
Does he just edge the whole time or he actually?
Edges. He does full edge play.
Sting,
I've started
the old man?
Lately. I've started edging lately.
Who
just
knew?
Experiment. Just dabbling.
What are you talking about, Tara? Tell the group.
I've started edging.
What does edging mean?
Well, you taught me about it. It's where you like, you masturbate until you almost have an orgasm and then you're like, stop yourself. And then you go again, and then you stop yourself. It's just like a big tease.
But how does a girl stop yourself? Like, if you, like a guy, when you jizz, like, you have to, you come, and then, like, then that's it for a while. But like, a girl, how many times can you?
Oh, girls can come an endless amount of times if you have the
is
right
that true?
Equipment.
What's the most you've done?
I've actually, like, really outdone myself lately. Like, sometimes I'm like, what? I didn't even know. I thought I was, like, one and done.
But mama's doing
wrong.
3 or 4.
Now I'm like, I can do it. But as long as you can't have, like, a massive recovery time. Like, you got to kind of, like, give yourself a second for the sensitivity to go away and then start back.
On your clit?
Yep.
This is a very juicy topic. Snoopy doesn't like to talk sex because she's a,
oh,
she's
I'm sorry.
A mother. She's a mother of
well,
of
she
three.
Became a mother because of sex.
A mother of three plus me. So this is a very raunchy podcast. I'm excited that we share with our crusaders.
I'm sorry, Snoopy.
Now, ladies, what are you guys doing tomorrow, this Saturday?
Tomorrow,
you're all attending my Kiki Cuisine first cooking class. So tomorrow's my Kiki Cuisine. I'm kind of nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, your food's shit.
No, please, bitch. I'm doing my first Kiki. Now, Crusaders, if you have not gotten your podcast, I'm sorry, if you have not gotten your tickets for Kiki Cuisine, you can go to loopedlive.com right now. There's still tickets available. Tickets range from $10 for that's general admission, where you just come and watch the show and you can cook along with me, all the way to $100 where I'll like sit there and and, you know, baptize your kid. I don't know what happens there.
Briss.
They didn't really tell me what's happening with the tickets, but I'm just going to do whatever they tell me to do. So there's all different tickets. Go to loopslive.com and look it up. And please buy my tickets because I do need the money.
Support the less fortunate.
And I know people have a lot of things to do. Even if you can't come. Small businesses. Even if you can't come, buy a ticket and you're going to like what you see. But I'm excited because I'm going to be doing it at a virtual office. Not a virtual office. I'm at a virtual kitchen. Somewhere, not my house. I'm not doing it at my house. I'm doing it somewhere fancy. Oh. I can't say where it's going to be, though.
Ooh.
I believe Poppy's going to come make an appearance. And I'm going to be making my my rigatoni with sausage and peas and a tomato cream sauce, which can be made any way you like. If you're a vegan, you can use a vegan sausage. If you are gluten-free, use a gluten-free pasta. You do you, boo. It's available for...
Do you measure it out? Because you never actually measure.
No, but so I had to. I did a test. Okay, I did a test with the ingredients to make sure I got the exact amounts for people that eat like normal. So the recipe follows that you're going to get when you sign up for the show. You get the recipe. But I also am kind of wing it. So that's what... When you're going to be with me, I'm going to be there the whole way so we can like wing it together. Like you can use vodka or white wine in my in the recipe. So it's whatever you kind of got.
Well, basically, then you have wing options before they come into it. And then they're like, oh shit, I don't have anything to wing right now.
Not winging. They have a recipe. Okay. Anyway, you're going to like what you see tomorrow. It's going to be Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern. I guarantee it. So thank you for joining me. And whoever bought tickets, I love you so much, mamas. Thank you for booking those. Now, what is going on in the meteor?
Oh, God. Well, meteor. Oh, Kim Kardashian is hosting
SNL. That's on my list. So that's tomorrow. Yes. So that's what she's trying to fucking cock block me.
You know who's giving her advice to do that, which is a big controversy.
Kanye
Marie West.
Kanye Kardashian.
Kanye Kardashian Marie West is giving her advice. Now, Kanye's been on the show 7 times. He first went on in 2005.
On this show?
On Out and About podcast. Kanye's been on SNL 7 times. So people are saying, well, he's not funny, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, for real.
Well, did Kanye only sing his songs or did Kanye perform as an actress?
Actress and sing. Started singing. He's also been an actress.
Is she going to get the what is that award? Is she an EGOT winner?
But
she
neither one of them are funny. Someone has to write their shit, right?
Of course they write. No one's writing their own shit.
People are like, she's not funny. I'm like, well,
imagine you have to host SNL and write your own shit.
I would totally write my own shit.
You know, Deborah Messing went after her.
Yes, what happened there?
That's why Kanye is giving her advice, because Deborah Messing said, I don't understand why they usually have Kim Kardashian is hosting. They usually have actresses, comedians, whatever. It's like, bitch, she's the most famous woman in the world.
Yeah.
The season opener of SNL, which was Owen Wilson last week, viewership was down 35%.
Down 35%.
From the year before.
Even with Kacey Marie Musgraves. She's a great performer, and she was nude.
And so they're trying to boost it with her, but it's like the audacity...
How very dare you?
Deborah, your show went off the air in 2006.
Deborah,
you did not have to put a sex video out in order to be famous. Exactly. Like, she had to stop.
She had to hang out with a fake gay guy her whole career.
Oh, that's my favorite show. Oh, yeah. It's like
But that's like right now with you.
Okay, we're talking about Will and Grace.
Yes.
So I'm excited for Kiki Kardashian. I love it because it's going to be all funny things. And she's always going to make fun of herself and let loose. I mean, she's not the funniest person in the world.
She's the least funny Kardashian.
But she doesn't have to be funny. Everyone around her is going to be funny. All she's got to do is do her whatever scene they're telling her to do.
Can she read, though, to read the script?
You don't read a script. You remind your script. You remind it.
No, they tell it. No, they do teleprompts. They do like half and half.
You can sometimes see him reading it.
Okay, well, I'm excited for it.
God, do you not even SNL?
Okay, listen. Regardless, or as last week's podcast titled, Irregardless, she's going to do fabulous, and everyone's going to tune in just to see whether it's good or not. I'm going to give her a root. I'm going to give her a root and say, I think she's going to kill it. It's hysterical.
I don't know if she'll kill it, but I definitely think people are going to watch it.
And I think that knowing that this is going to be one of the biggest episodes in the herstory of SNL.
There's so much controversy with them. Like, their show ended. She got divorced.
She's a great singer.
Her husband's crazy.
She is a great singer.
She had Jam Turn It Up in 2012.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Can you play a little bit?
Sure.
So good that she...
You ever heard her song?
That I've never heard it.
It's called Jam.
She's a recording artist.
I've heard of it? No, I haven't. And I'm going to work like I'm paying my
bills. Yes, Jam.
emotions.
So that's what this you can expect.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, she's also the musical guest, correct?
Correct.
That is not true. Mm.
Who's the musical guest? Diplo?
I have no idea.
Alexa? Oh, she doesn't work here, does she?
No.
Well, I'm excited to tune in. So the thing is, if you want to watch Kiki Kardashian, you're not going to have to worry because that doesn't go on until 11:30 Eastern. My show's at 7. You're going to have dinner ready. You're going to have, after we're done cooking, we're going to go on the screen together. I'm going to pull all you up. We're going to FaceTime each other. We're going to eat together. We're going to have wine. I'm going to make a Kiki cocktail. And we're going to hang out for a little bit after the show. So this is like the pre-party for, this is the official pre-party.
The PP.
Official pre-party for the SNL episode. It's on loopedlive.com.
It's happening.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Have you enrolled for early admissions in the Donder Academy?
Who?
I heard about it, and I did not.
Okay, so
because it's a fake school. Joe, did he get you? Did he trick you?
It's not real?
No, it's real, but it's is it though?
Okay, like, so if you have not heard the news, we're spilling tea here with Trish and Joey. Donder, Kanye Marie Kardashian, is starting her own school called the Donder Academy.
Off.
The yep. Donder Academy. And he is grooming it to be the next big, like, fame school. So he's starting with sports. He's starting with basketball players.
Wait.
He's already got
Kanye?
People enrolled.
He's got so many people enrolled from big, big high school names that are, the NBA is trying to get. He's getting them to the, he's having them move there to groom them for NBA, and he's probably going to start his own team.
What the fuck? Wait, what is
Trish, do you have the topics on there?
How is Kanye going to groom people to be in the NBA? He's not a basketball player.
Listen.
I don't understand.
It's a school.
It's the Donder Academy. Anything can happen. Trish, spill it, sister.
School in Southern
did
California.
Did he even finish school?
Ma'am, let Trish
did he,
finish.
No, question. Did he finish school?
No, hello. The dropout album.
Okay.
It's in Southern California. He's got a heavy focus on basketball. This reads like it's equipping students with an education that will last in an ever-changing world. It's at the, quote, intersection of faith and the innovation of the future, per the Academy's official website,
Our Lord Donda.
Donda.world. Donda Academy prepares students to become the next generation of leaders, thinkers, and innovators by providing them with a world-class education that includes a rigorous core curriculum and the emphasis on sustainability, creativity, critical thinking, and problem solving.
Now, if the website's not working, Donda Marie, you can go to loopedlive.com and just sign up for my class instead of going to Donda Marie. No, it's Donda.marie.com.
Donna.marie.com.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I wouldn't want to go to a school where about leadership from a guy who never finished school.
Well, the thing is, he didn't have to finish school. He's one
Call
of the
me
richest,
crazy.
He's one of the richest men in the world.
He's a billionaire. Cool,
yeah, because cool he is not a basketball player, nor is he a leader. He is a fucking.
If Kanye Marie asked me to go to his school, I would go to the school.
I wouldn't.
I'm trying to get early enrollment.
I mean, if I wanted to get a real job, I would not.
Donda.
Like, you're not going to go to like a company and be like, oh, I went to Kanye's school, and they'll be like, you're fucking hired. No. That's not going to get you anywhere. Unless you want to be, I guess, a basketball player, even though he doesn't play basketball, or a songstress.
I'm sure they'll branch out to all different things. But I think what he's doing is, and I'm not going to write this down, but is he targeting the underprivileged black community?
Because
he grew up underprivileged and black in
he
Chicago.
He should just give scholarships.
And he's giving back. I think he's giving back to the community, which I think is fabulous.
I think giving back to the community would be giving scholarships to go to a real school.
Ma'am, this is a real school. It's the Donder Academy.
Okay. This is so crazy. This says he's worth $6.6 billion now.
Yep.
Did
he
you Google
sneakers.
It, though? Because it also says Joey's worth, like, if you Google Joey's net worth, it shows that he's worth, like, $6 million.
Are you worth? You're worth
way
more
seven,
than that.
Way more than that. Yeah, 7.5.
I don't even get out of bed for less than a million.
Please. Yeah, that's what we say here. But, yeah, so Donder Academy, congratulations, Kanye Marie, on this. Meghan Trainor is also in the news.
Mm.
She installed matching toilets in her master bathroom, so her and her husband can shit with each other. Because she is so obsessed with him, so in love with him.
Scat play.
So they made a master suite in their bathroom, and they are both having toilets right next to each other. Now the All About That Beat songstress went on record and said that she only took one shadoobie. With her husband thus far.
I mean, they don't always happen at the same time.
Maybe they're on the same schedule when you get synced up with someone. It's like when people are married forever and they're very old and they die within 5 minutes.
Now, me, Tara and I shit in front of each other all the time.
You do full dookies in front of her.
Oh, she shit in front of me here in the bathroom.
Do you wipe for each other?
Ask her to do the wipe for me, but she never does.
I want him to really strive to be better. Like, right. You can wipe your ass. But yes, he often... I think I've just always been a girl who shits with the door open.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's her thing.
Well, that's a Southern thing. Yeah. That's Shreveport.
Like, that's good old Southern hospitality. That's what that is.
That's what that is. I'm dumping, miss. Miss, you can leave that door open for this dump. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and pinch off a dookie for you because you know those baked beans got me.
Like, I can remember shitting, like, back in the day. And, like, my mom, like, just standing at the door and having a conversation. And then, like... my brother walking over the conversation.
My dad used to shit with the door open, and he would. Our thing was in the middle. Our toilet was like in the middle of the house. So he would lean the door open and watch the nightly news.
Leave the door open.
He'd watch the nightly news. That's what the song was based on. My dad pooping. Absolutely.
That's the song.
Your dad's a legend.
That was based on.
He should start a school.
I'm not sure. Are we gonna have a Kiki cocktail after this, or are you gonna go right home?
Who? I need food, and then let's have a Kiki.
Now, Tara, you have a flight to catch, correct?
That is correct. I'm going to see my friend Caroline.
Caroline.
She's a legend. She used to work at Dairy Queen. Loved that job.
Love that.
She was the employee of the month 2 months in a row. Together
with her at Dairy Queen.
I didn't work together with her, but I heard all the stories.
God damn.
She will school someone about a banana split. She'll be like,
I bet she will.
That's how you make your banana split. That ain't right.
Great story. Now, Trish, do we have any updates on Brian Marie Laundrie?
Who's that?
Brian Marie Laundrie. He was allegedly spotted on the Appalachian Trail. This is the guy who killed Gabby Petito. Other than that, they're just hot on his case. His sister-in-law is
starting to look now.
Yes, the sister-in-law. His sister and brother-in-law gave an interview to the
Gabby's.
Good Morning
Gabby's,
America.
Gabby's
right?
Siblings.
No. Brian's siblings saying, we don't know where the fuck he is. Oh, we don't know what's going on. They are now very much, the parents are still being weird. The sister and brother-in-law.
Good Morning America.
The cis sister are saying.
She went on Good Morning America.
I think she got paid. She was GMA, right? She went on Good Morning America.
Did she get paid?
No.
I doubt it.
She's just trying. She says she's being harassed by people. People are going up there banging on her door.
Can you imagine?
Don't be nice to everyone.
Right.
We don't know where Brian Laundrie is, but on a different podcast we did the couple of weeks. There's so many podcasts going on. I think that they may be in hiding, and they're cross dressing.
Do you think they're in hiding, Joey?
I think that Brian.
Wow, you've really made a revelation.
Oh fuck off! I mean, in hiding as gender hiding.
That's the thing about a cis straight girl. They don't know what gender hiding is.
Yeah,
and if you were a little bit more fucking accepting, Tara, you would know what it is.
Your south is showing. Hello.
Your south is showing. And you know what? You better cover up that tattoo, girl, because I can see that Confederate flag poking out of the tatas.
This is Biden's America now. Get used to it.
Mm-hmm. I love Joe.
We did it, Joe.
I mean, Joe hasn't done everything right, but...
We did it, Joe. So speaking of murders and scandals, I have a scandal out of Italia. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Oh, there's an ad. Oh, hold on.
Give me that ad. Give me that ad. Oh, give me a piece of that ad.
There was some scandal. A very scary where am I from?
Joey, you have gone into every app you have.
Listen,
he's
bitch.
He's on Grindr.
Here it is.
For fuck's sake.
Read. Okay. So, a former porn actress has been arrested on suspicion of murder after she allegedly stabbed her 2-year-old son to death and dumped his corpse onto a checkout counter in the grocery store. Caitlin Esmerci Bacalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcalcal Juhasz, the former porn actress and nightclub dancer, enter the Lidl supermarket. That's for poppy shops. Lidl. It's an international supermarket. Okay. Lidl supermarket in the small town of Città della Pieve in the central Italian region of Umbria on Friday afternoon. The girl's from Hungary and reportedly entered the supermarket shouting and yelling for help as she placed her son's bloodied body on top of the checkout counter.
Oh, God.
Alex, the baby, was pronounced dead at the scene after being found with 9 stab wounds to his chest and neck. According to reports on Kotaku.com, local media, his mother was treated by health workers at the scene, but was subsequently arrested by the police after the knife was found in her handbag. Now, we've done a handbag haul last week. Did you find a knife, Trish?
No.
Okay. A number of items, including the youngster's bloody T-shirt, which was punctured with nine holes, and
so
the woman's
morbid.
Sweater
That's
were found
so
later that night
awful.
At a nearby disguised building. The area was sealed off by the police by the investigation. What a sick bitch.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
And now, this was where?
In Italy, but she's from Hungary, so she's not an Italian woman.
Oh, God. Well, hopefully she doesn't get off like, what's her name?
I mean, why
Amanda Knox, who got off in Italy. Is that Amanda Knox who got off?
Amanda Bynes?
Amanda Bynes got off. Amanda Bynes got off for killing the roommate.
No, Amanda Bynes is Disney star.
Amanda Knox.
Following
Amanda Musgraves.
Following the arrest, the woman was taken into questioning, and she denied the accusations against her, reportedly telling the police repeatedly, "I did not kill my son." She reportedly offered three contradictory versions of events before choosing to remain silent in the advice of her lawyer.
Did they not see her put her on the
She also has an 18-year-old son who lives in Hungary with her father who is deceased. Lots of dead people around here. Ma'am.
Well, that's depressing.
I mean, anytime there's a child involved, it's fucked up. It's hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide yourself because your mother's killing everyone up out here.
Did you finish that documentary? Speaking of people killing kids.
No, but I want to talk about that. Tara told me about the documentary. So our thoughts and prayers are with
absolutely
the entire Liddy employees that had to deal with that bloody baby.
Horrific.
I'm sorry about that.
Why'd
what
you
a sin.
So sometimes you got to realize
you're
what's
right.
going on in the
you
you're have to
right.
expose our listeners to the ugly truth of this world.
Right.
Yes. Now we talked about a couple weeks ago the LuLaRoe documentary, but there's a new shockumentary, if you will, Tara Lynn, about the Lord losing weight and teased hair. What is it called?
That's a great question.
I watched it last night.
I always just Google
it's on
like,
HBO Max.
Again, Jesus,
if you don't
Jesus
have,
diet.
If you don't have the HBO Max app, you can log into Snoopy's. It is
or you can
Sissy,
log into mine.
Sissy Marie, and the password is Donda Donda Donda, all lowercase.
It's called HBO.
We have a great
HBO diet cult documentary. That's not what it's called, but that's what just popped up. It's called The Way Down, and it's based in
down.
Nashville.
What is it about? Talk us through it, Mama.
It's
I'm smoking.
Just so fucking bizarre. So it's a cult. It's basically this woman was a cult leader. She made billions, so much money that she ended up dying a couple of years ago in her private private jet crashed with her super not legit husband driving it. But that's not the story. So she was this cult leader who her whole base was like on she was a prophet through God to send people and to show them how to lose weight. And literally her whole concept was like portion control. Oh. Like it was like when God tells you you're hungry, you eat. When God tells you to stop eating, you stop eating. And people are like, I lost 1,000 pounds. I'm like, because you stopped eating when you were full. Like, you didn't need a prophet to tell you that.
The Lord told her, ma'am.
Come on. She has crazy hair. It's just the most insane, wild story. And I highly recommend.
I've seen that she's got hair that will.
She got
that
hair can, for days.
Her hair will touch heaven.
She will higher than God. Trish, do you have anything for our crusaders that you can recommend on the boob tube, on the screen?
Oh, God, on the boob tube. I mean, other than subscribing to the Out and About YouTube, which is very great, which is what Joey's on. I would say, you know what I tried to watch that I hated?
Scat porn?
Squid Game.
Really?
Oh, what? Yeah, tell me about Squid Game.
I don't know what it is.
I went in and it was 45 seconds and I go, no.
Because
they don't speak English.
I
hate reading.
It was like too much. I
love
confusing.
Those actually. But it's apparently going to be the most watched Netflix show in history.
Besides my show when it comes out.
Correct.
But what is it about, Trish? Spill the tea.
I don't know.
It's like a Hunger Games.
Is it real life or it's fake
3.0.
life?
3.0. Obviously, it's fake life. I said Hunger Games, Joey.
It's FL.
It's like Hunger Games on crack, I've heard.
Well, I'm trying to watch it. It's about, I don't know, something about they have to cut out their food in a little shape, and if they mess it up or if they talk, they get shot down by the big scary doll. And that seems interesting. But I've been really into the impeachment, American Crime Story impeachment with Monica Lewinsky. And I would like to go on the record. I did call Beanie Siegel on the last show. Beanie Siegel apparently is a rapper from the
90s. He's a rapper, yeah. He was very big with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Beanie Siegel, Jay-Z.
Her name is Beanie Feinstein. Fiedelstein.
Well, it could be the same thing.
Who is she?
Beetlefeets.
She is, she's, what's his name's brother?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know the brother. He's from he's a chubby guy from the one with, come Bad.
Use your words.
He is from Superbad. He is from
the fat one.
Yeah.
On Superbad is
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. It's Jonah Hill's sister.
Oh, Beanie I didn't know that.
Feinstein.
Feinbergstein.
Oh, there's a straight boy.
Yeah. He's got an ass.
And I've been loving it. I've been loving the show. It's so good. She does a great job. Sarah Paulson. Anything she touches, I love. Anything that Ryan Murphy touches, I love. So I'm definitely watching that. So that's what we're watching this week. And final story, girls.
Yes.
The internet went dark the other day.
What do you mean it went dark?
Instagram went dark last week, this week, for the whole day. The whole day.
It was a long time.
It was Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, all owned by
Mark Zuckerberg.
Beanie Feldstein.
Mark Zuckerberg. Guess how much money his net worth went down by?
Seven billion.
Mm-hmm. 7 billion.
Billion, girl. Million.
In one day. So that's between, now Trish, is that between Facebook, between all apps?
Yeah.
Yes. And coincidentally.
So he makes $7 billion a day?
Oh, I don't know what he makes a day. He's got his net worth is $120 billion. $7 billion to him is
who
nothing.
The fuck needs $120 billion?
But they're saying coincidentally that same day, not to get too newsy on you guys, there was a Facebook
whistleblower
that mm-hmm. came out. So they're saying the evidence of the whistleblower.
I'm blowing that whistle,
baby. They didn't
baby,
want it to be all
whistle,
over social baby, media. Very obvious. The timing is not that perfect.
Now, you're a conspiracy theorist.
I will fuck you up.
Ma'am?
Yeah, no, that was interesting. Best of luck to Mark Zuckerberg during this trying time. I know that
this
he will overcome.
This must be so hard for, I will pray for him and his family if I start praying.
Well, Crusaders, I hope I all see you tomorrow on my show, Kiki Cuisine on loopedlive.com. Please, please, please buy my tickets. I really want to see you all there. I'm going to have so much fun. We're going to drink. We're going to eat. We're going to kiki. It's going to be the best time of your life. I guarantee it. So thank you for all the supporting. Also, look forward to Messy Mama Wine that's happening. And yes. Also, Snoopy and I are available on Cameo on the app. No, I'm sorry, not on the app. We're available on Cameo.com. And you can book us for personalized shout-outs if you can't make the show. Snoopy and I can do our best to get them to you as soon as possible and give you anything you want us to say. But thank you all, mamas, for listening. Snoopy, thank you for letting my friends fill in today. And congratulations on your big messy mama shoot. You look so beautiful, and I can't wait for the wine to come out. Like I always say, ladies, keep your chin up and your panties down and everything will be just fine. I want to thank my guest today, Trish Marie McAuliffe.
Yes.
From Out and About Podcast and Barstool Sports. Thank you for giving me this job. Thank you for filling in.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Subscribe to our stuff, Out and About. Joey's going to be filling in on that as well. And I just love having a little kiki with you.
I loved you, Mama. You can follow him at Barstool Pat on Instagram and on Twitter. And Snoop, and what's your name, ma'am?
Tara.
Paula Deen. You can find Paula Deen.
You can find her in the kitchen.
I do not support her, but her taco soup is bomb.
No, I know. We've made it before. We've made that taco soup. Tara Lynn, thank you for joining. We can find Tara Lynn at Tara1503 Lynn on Instagram. And you can find her at corndogminisinmypussy.com. thank you all for joining us, ladies. I love you so much, Crusaders. Thank you for coming. We'll see you next week with another great show. Crack on me. Thank you, Mama.
It's happening.